The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that without His reminders and without following His order of tawasaw bilhaq wa tawasaw bilsabr, where we need to remind each other, advise each other, without that, we will be negligent, we will forget, we will drift off, we will sidetrack, we will go off path. And so we need to remind each other. So I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us, assists us, all of us, to take this month of Ramadan very seriously, not to take these words lightly and just like a tradition that we involve and engage in a month of Ramadan, and we abstain from food and drink for those hours, and then at night we feast and we overindulge and we have special sweets and special traditions and special restaurants and so on and so forth. And the only thing that happens is that our nightlife increases in the form of get-togethers and laughter and so on and so forth. Not that get-togethers of mu'mineen is bad. Not that laughter is bad. Not that we're suggesting not to have these programs. In fact, in the past we have encouraged that and we have done that. However, to limit it to that is a problem. We need these social interactions, which of course have been limited because of COVID. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our patience, but sometimes we get impatient and that causes problems. We should have social interactions and encounters and have fun and so on. That's part of our need, and what better way of doing it than to do it with other believers, good believers, lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Prepare good food for our guests. These are all great traits. Invite people. These are all great things. Again, if we use that and the freshness that we get from the blessing of being with other believers and enjoying that experience based on God's command, the freshness we get from that, the enthusiasm we get, the energy we get from that, if we use that at that point for our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have our gatherings of dua, our gatherings of Quran recitation, our gatherings online or in person in ways that protocol allows and does not pose any danger, which inshallah we'll try to do, enjoy the blessing of being together in the month of Ramadan, but with the protocols that will ensure our safety and the community's safety. It's important that we have that. It's more important than the businesses that are allowed to be open. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us. We should come together, convene physically as much as possible with protocol, and also virtually, which is easier and more accessible to more people. We should have these gatherings, but we should not lose sight of our personal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not limit our spiritual experience in the month of Ramadan to the experience that we gain from congregation, or even the experience that we gain by listening or tuning into something. Sometimes we put a recording on, a recording of a dua, of a nice recitation, of some form of poetry, some form of dua, some form of Quran, in the various forms that these are done. A speech, perhaps. Virtual ziyarah, looking at the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, looking at the Kaaba, which is a worship. All of these are worships. All these are great things. I'm in no way telling anyone to not to do this, not to be involved in this. In fact, I know this is great, and because of that, as far as and as much as I can, I'm involved in that as well, and I try to be. However, again, there's other ways. There are times where we need to put all of that aside and speak to the Ahlul Bayt directly, without the presence of any voice, anyone else's wording. Just talk to the Ahlul Bayt. Talk to Fatima al-Zahra. Talk to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Talk to the Imam of our time. Talk about your problems, whatever the issues are that you're dealing with. They are real people. They're more alive than we are. And they hear better than anyone else can hear. And they're capable of assisting better than anyone else. And they are assisting. It's very important that we do have that involvement and that engagement with the Ahlul Bayt. And this is Shahrullah. While we do that tawassul, we speak to the Ahlul Bayt, we need to also have a special relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak to Allah. The Ahlul Bayt are creations of God. The greatness we see in them is God's greatness. It belongs to Allah. It's not theirs. We should speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wordings of dua that we have from the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, for the month of Ramadan, amazing wordings, phrases to say to Allah. While listening to someone recite dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali is great, and it is effective and rewarding in many ways. Sitting down and trying to use that wording, reflecting on it, saying those words from my heart to Allah has a different impact. Sitting down and doing tawbah and istighfar and recognizing blame, recognizing guilt, recognizing shortcomings, recognizing all of that in us. If the Prophet recognized flaws and shortcomings in his conduct, we all must have so much more. I more than all of you, that we need. I need to focus on and try to realize those problems. Tell God, complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my own and about my own problems, my own deficiencies, my own misconduct, my own wrong deeds in His presence. Complain to Him about myself and beg Him to help and support and to help me get rid of these. InshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us in this month with the spiritual blessings. It really is a blessing. We will see on the Day of Judgment how this COVID situation is a blessing in disguise for all of us in so many different ways, including those who've lost their lives. Those who've lost their lives, that's a blessing in ways in disguise for those who have lost their loved ones and for those who lost their lives themselves. For those of us who remain and have this opportunity still available to us, take advantage. Take advantage. There's special blessings that are available to us in this month of Ramadan, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, that He helps us be able to move closer and closer to Him, gain His proximity, and inshallah be with the ones He loves. Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, salawatullah wa salamu alayhim ajma'in.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
ليتك دوما قريب ليتك.